The states received about $575 billion in federal aid in 2011, according to the National Association of State Budget Officers. And the budget cuts that would take effect without a deal on the fiscal cliff might mean about $7.5 billion in cuts to schools, environmental, and other programs in the states. But federal funds that go to Medicaid are not among those that would automatically be cut. And for Republican Governor John Kasich, a worst-case scenario is one that he thinks will be seen by some lawmakers as a simple one.
If you start slashing Medicaid in order to just get a magic number, there's two things that can potentially happen. One is they blow a hole in your state budget. And secondly, there's a lot of poor people that could get hurt. And I don't like either of those.
Medicaid is a huge chunk of the Ohio budget, about a third. Greg Lawson with the conservative Buckeye Institute says Kasich is right to worry, but that the governor shouldn't stop with just being concerned about Medicaid. For instance, Lawson says a fiscal cliff deal might involve funds to help low-income people and those who need work, or perhaps even transportation money.
There's a whole bunch of things that you just don't know what's going to happen, so you have to be concerned about it. And when you're in the process of crafting this massive monster here in Ohio, which is, you know, billions upon billions of dollars, and then to find out at the last minute before you have to introduce the budget that maybe you lost, I don't know, several hundred million dollars, that's not going to be a joke.
On the other side of the political fence is John Hanek with the liberal-leaning Center for Community Solutions. Hanek says he doubts the Obama administration will propose cuts in Medicaid, but the states cannot expect to emerge from the fiscal cliff debate unscathed.
When the federal government's borrowing almost 40 cents on every dollar, I've got to believe that over time the folks in D.C. are going to be looking at all the possible alternatives, and they're going to have to, you know, come up with some revenue, and they're going to have to trim some programs.
But Hanek hopes that lawmakers will recognize that there are still people financially recovering from the recession and looking for work or a better job. And Kasich cautions that cuts in Medicaid could bring more pain to those populations if the state has to adjust to those cuts.
As they work to avoid the fiscal cliff, they look at a Medicaid number that doesn't really affect them, and they just cut it and pass it on to us. I mean, it's just an easy thing for them. It's just a bookkeeping entry. Unfortunately, can be. Let me just not say that all of them would see it that way, but it's just a, you know, hey, look, we just say $50 billion. Well, okay, well, what was the effect of it is what I get concerned about.
Vice President Biden has been charged with talking to governors about their concerns about their budgets and the fiscal cliff. And Kasich says he's spoken with him, as well as to Republicans in the Ohio congressional delegation. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.